Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Morning Dump. You know, that feeling when life just hits you with a curveball? Like a rogue tennis ball to the face, leaving you wondering if your vision's blurry or if it's just Monday morning. Well, we all get those moments, right? But guess what? We don't have to face them alone. Today, we're diving deep into building a support network, because sometimes, even superheroes need their sidekicks. Think about it. Wouldn't it be awesome to have a squad of people who genuinely care about you, someone to vent to when life throws those curveballs, and folks who celebrate your wins like their personal victories? That's the power of a solid support network. It's your mental wellness safety net. Now, let's break down why this is crucial. First off, research shows that people with strong social connections are less prone to stress and anxiety. They're more resilient, bouncing back faster from challenges. It's like having an army of cheerleaders in your corner, ready to pick you up when you stumble. Second, sharing your burdens with trusted individuals can lessen their weight. Ever tried carrying a heavy backpack filled with rocks? Yeah, not fun. Talking it out, processing those emotions with someone who listens without judgment, that's like lightening the load and feeling lighter on your feet. But building this network isn't about collecting contacts, it's about nurturing genuine connections. It starts with identifying people in your life who make you feel good, those who inspire you, support your dreams, and bring a smile to your face. Now, I know what you're thinking. Asher, that sounds easy. Just call up everyone I vaguely remember from high school. Hold on, rewind. This isn't about quantity, it's about quality. It's about finding individuals who truly care about you and are there for the long haul. And sometimes, those connections come in unexpected places. Maybe it's a new colleague with whom you share similar interests or that friendly barista who always remembers your order. Don't underestimate the power of small interactions. They can blossom into something meaningful over time. Think about this. I once felt super isolated after moving to a new city. But then, I stumbled upon a local book club, and suddenly, I was surrounded by people who shared my passion for literature. Those discussions weren't just about books. They became a lifeline. A place where I could connect with others on a deeper level. So, how do you actually build this support network? Well, start by being open to new connections. Say yes to invitations, even if it feels a little out of your comfort zone. Engage in conversations, share your passions, and listen actively to what others have to say. Remember, building relationships takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. And remember, folks, you're not alone in this journey. We all crave connection and belonging. So, reach out, lend a helping hand, and let's create a world where everyone feels supported and empowered. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Spread the love, amplify the message, and together, let's build a stronger, more supportive community. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.